the Agribusiness Report. Tony St. James joined today by Scott Yeager. Scott is Chief Environmental Counsel, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, Washington, D.C. And let's just jump right in. In the past couple of weeks, some big news out of EPA with some help from the administration.
Yes, last week, Administrator Andrew Wheeler signed a rule that codified an exemption for farms. And it means that now farmers and ranchers will not have to file EPCRA reports with their local and state governments. So I know we've talked about this before in terms of CERCLA reporting when we got that big win out of Congress last year by passing the Farm Act. Now, this is basically that same thing, but applied to EPCRA reports, which are local and state reporting requirements. So we got a big victory out of that, and we thank the administrator and this administration for reducing that regulatory burden. It's great, and it's something that would have affected everyone in the beef value chain, not only big feed yards, but we're talking backgrounders, stockers, and cow-calves, because those reporting requirements were triggered by an emissions threshold. And I won't get into too much of the technical details, but it impacted everyone in the beef value chain. So it was a good win last week.
So when we talk CERCLA, again, for those who might not know the acronym, we're really talking Superfund, right?
We're talking Superfund, and this is a law that was designed by Congress to help clean up and rehabilitate toxic waste dump sites. Now, that law also has reporting requirements that environmental groups were able to basically attach to agricultural producers so that producers would have to report to the government. Now, that happened in 2017 with a D.C. Circuit Court decision, and we were estimating that about 200,000 producers would have had to report under CERCLA by virtue of that bad court decision. The good news is that here at NCBA and working with our other friends in the barnyard in D.C., we were able to get Congress to change the law to exempt farms from having to report under CERCLA. That was called the Farm Act. So when Congress passed the Farm Act, that gave EPA a reason to change EPCRA. And EPCRA is the same reports, but it's sent to your local and state level. So we are basically able to get a buy one, get one free out of passing the Farm Act through the Congress. Now we're sitting here today with an exemption under EPCRA as well. And this is a whole lot of alphabet soup, but the good news is it means less regulatory burden on producers. You can spend more time managing your operation rather than filling out paperwork.
Now, the reports that would have been filed, those no longer need to be filed, but that doesn't mean you just go ahead and you don't have any kind of plan for emergency situations. Can you lay that out for us?
That's exactly right. So what we've been doing here at NCBA is we've been working with the local emergency response community to develop tools that will help enhance the dialogue between your local firefighter and your agricultural producer. And that's what we really want to do. And it's really low-hanging fruit. It's basically call your local fire chief or call your local police department and have a conversation with the people who will be responding to an emergency when you dial 911, right? And what that does is it lets you know what they're capable of, and it lets them know, okay, what are potential hazards on my farm? Do I have a propane tank out there? Do I have a diesel tank that's buried in the ground that they might not see when they're coming on site to put out a fire? Things like that really help to save lives of both emergency responders and people who are working at the farm. So we see it as a win-win situation, and it's something that it can be accomplished with something as easy as making a phone call and having a conversation with your local emergency responders.
Great to see you. Thanks for your work, and congratulations on a win.
Yeah, we're happy to see you win, and again, it's good to work with an administration that's trying to do stuff that helps producers, especially in the environmental realm. So we thank Administrator Wheeler, and we can check that box and move along.
Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.